Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scribner again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise you, we worship you, and thank you because you're the King of the universe. You're the Lord and God of this. Oh, we praise you, Lord, and thank you for the privilege to know you as our Lord and Savior. What a mighty God you are. How we worship you and we praise you. Lord, as the word goes out today, ask you to reveal it to the people that they may gain knowledge and insight from the Word of God and who they are. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we're in 1 Peter chapter 3 this week, and we're going to press on here. We're down about verse 4. We're going to start over there, at least in verse 4. But it says here, "But let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner, in the old time, the holy women also who trusted in God adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands." Now the women are supposed to be in subjection to their own husbands. Now, a lot of people seem to think that women are supposed to be subject to men, but that's not the case. The woman's only supposed to be subject to one man, and that's her husband. And he says here in verse 6, "Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are, as long as you do well and are not afraid with any amazement." In other words, the ladies today are absolutely to be obedient and obey their husbands, providing, of course, those husbands are godly men. Now, if you've got a woman that's married to a man, and this man is not a man of God, and he is mean and wants to hurt her or do bad things to her, then the woman is not to be subject to that man. But I would say for that woman to get out of that home. You're not to stay around if you have an abusive husband. Now then, you can pray for him. You can do all kinds of wonderful things to help him through prayer. But you don't have to stay in an environment with an unholy man that was not gentle and kind to you. When God is saying here that the woman is to be that gentle and quiet lady to her husband, this is if the man treats her as the weaker vessel with love and respect, whether he be a man of God or not. But if he is a man of God, and he does love the Lord, then you, as the lady, you are to be subject unto your own husband, and you are to be gentle and kind to him. And if necessary, just like the Lord says here, now this is words from the Lord. I didn't write this book. But in verse 6 of 1 Peter 3, chapter 3, verse 6, it says, "Even as Sarah, which obeyed Abraham, even calling him Lord." And then the Lord says, "Whose daughters you are, as long as you do well and are not afraid with any amazement." So, that's what he's telling the women to do with their husbands. Then he goes into something with the husband. Then he says, he tells the husband exactly what he is to do. It says in verse 7, "Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them," or your wives, "according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered." Now then, men, if you're supposed to dwell with your wives according to knowledge, some of you guys are like me. You need to gain some knowledge about your wife. You need to understand what it is that she likes and she don't like. In other words, guys, let me tell you something. It took me a while to realize that your wife likes a birthday card. Now, I realize that most men could care less whether they ever get a birthday card or a Valentine card or any of those things. It just doesn't seem to do a whole lot for us men. But guess what? We always get one. Why? Because our wives, they love those kind of things, and that's what they do, and that's why they do those things for you. So, if you're supposed to live with him according to knowledge, then I suggest that you learn or gain some knowledge about what it is that makes your wife tick. And if you'll study the Word of God, you'll learn. And so, if it's buying her a birthday card every birthday, if it's taking her out to dinner, buying her something nice on your anniversary, all those little things, don't forget them. Because they mean a whole lot to your wife. I mean, a whole lot. And some of us old men, you know, we'll think, gee, I don't care if anybody ever got me a birthday card again. I know you probably are exactly where I was. But if you want your wife to continue to love you, you better get her a birthday card pretty regular, like every year. And then Valentine's and all those other wonderful times, get her a nice card. And it wouldn't hurt anything, men, if just every once in a while you just come in and bring your wife a half a dozen red roses or something. It'll be a great investment into your marriage. Be sure and tell your wife you love her often, because you never know how long you're going to have her. They can be here this morning and gone in a minute. I experienced that a few years ago when my wife and my daughter were both killed one Saturday morning in a car wreck. I had no idea that when they left home that morning a little over 2 years ago, that would be the last time I would see either one of them alive. So, I am glad I told my wife and my daughter that I loved them that day. So, anyway, likewise, you husbands, dwell with your wives according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife, as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Now, you got to remember that woman, she's a daughter, if she is a daughter of the king, and you're a son of the king, then if you're not dwelling gently with her, you're dealing incorrectly with the king, because God is in her too, if she's a Christian. So, if you don't deal with your wives correctly, since Christ is in there, he knows what you're doing, he knows what you're saying, he knows the intent of your heart, and if you don't do things right with your wife, he said, then your prayers will be hindered. I mean, I think about the people that says, well, we're praying about this. Well, forget it. It don't do any good to pray about it when you're not walking in obedience to God's word. He's not going to hear your prayer. So you need to make sure that your prayers, your sins are all confessed, and you are walking holy before God. If you do, he will hear your prayer, and he will answer your prayer. And oh, how I praise him and thank him and worship him for answering prayers and doing all these wonderful things. But don't get into a condition of being mean with your wife. Because if you're mean to your wife and you do not honor your wife, or you do not treat her as the weaker vessel, the Lord says your prayers will be hindered. In fact, they just won't be answered. That's what he's trying to say. Verse 8, he says, finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one for another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. So we're supposed to be of one mind and be courteous to the brothers. In verse 9 he says, not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrariwise a blessing, knowing that you are therefore thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing. So, why should we, what happens when we return evil for evil? Evil comes back to us. What happens whenever we bless people? He says, well, if you bless people, he says, know that you are therefore called that you should inherit a blessing. So, if you want to inherit a blessing, you got to bless people. So, if you bless people, you have to... If you want to be blessed, you have to bless them. That's what I'm trying to say. In verse 10, it's a very awesome statement. For he that will love life and see good days. Now, how many of us like to live there? I think everybody does. But it says, for he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Now then, if you want to have good days and a long life, you're going to have to refrain your tongue from evil. That's clearly what the scripture says there. Then he says in verse 11, let him eschew or turn from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Now then, if you want to get your prayers answered, you've got to stop doing evil. Because if you do evil and you start talking about people, and you start making fun of people and talking evil about them, not only will you not have a great life and see good days, but it will become bad, because the torturers, the tormentors, the evil spirits will be released on you, and they will come and begin to torment you, all because you have not done what the Word of God says. And it says, and the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Wow. So if you do evil, you're not going to get your prayers answered. If you don't treat your wife right, your prayers are going to be hindered. Peter has a lot of reasons in here why we don't get our prayers answered, doesn't he? But he says there what we must do. And if we will do all those things, then the Lord, his ears and his eyes are open to those that are righteous, that walk holy before him, which means he will answer your prayer. In verse 13, it says, and who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? Now then, what is he saying there? In other words, who is he that will harm you if you be followers of him that which do good? In other words, if you're walking in obedience to God's word, you're doing what he says, then those tormenting spirits, those evil spirits, will not be able to get to you. They won't do you any physical damage. But if you do not, they most definitely will. So, and who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? No one can harm you. No one in the flesh, no one in the evil things of this world, the spirit world. But if you do not, then these evil tormenting spirits will come and they will begin to cause you to suffer. So walk in obedience to the Word of God and have a good life. We'll take up right there tomorrow. I'd like to invite you to call me at 940-242 for these teachings. 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. Also, you can contact us on the web, www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. And there you can send us an email, and we'll be happy to send you our audio and video teachings. Also, where we're going to be speaking, all of our engagements are listed on the web. So we'd love to speak to you again tomorrow. Praise the Lord Jesus.